Legendary Brazilian theater director Augusto Boal died this past Saturday at the age of 78 of respiratory failure after a long bout with leukemia. The founder of the movement known as the Theater of the Oppressed was deeply influenced by the philosophy of fellow Brazilian Paulo Freire and his pedagogy of the oppressed. Boal's goal was to use the stage as a platform for social dialogue and to ultimately change society. To that end, he developed methods such as forum theater, which encouraged the participation of audience members as spec actors rather than spectators. Boal also created hundreds of games and exercises for actors and non-actors alike in readying them in a rehearsal for real life. Working with theater professionals as well as rural Brazilian farmers, Boal's work did not find favor with the military dictatorship that ruled Brazil from 1964 to 85. He was jailed, tortured, and then exiled to Argentina. Undeterred, the theater director and playwright returned to Brazil after the fall of the dictatorship, by which time his work in broadening the theater of the oppressed movement had spread internationally. Boal often visited the U.S. and mentored many activists here, including my guest in studio, Hector Aristizabal. Welcome to Uprising, Hector.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thank you very much for joining us today. My profound condolences to you and all the good friends and family of Augusto Boal. You had helped us bring him in studio several years ago here on Uprising when he was visiting the U.S. And I want to actually start by playing an excerpt of Augusto Boal himself, an excerpt of the interview I did with him where I asked him to describe the Theater of the Oppressed.
When I started doing Theater of the Oppressed, it was to answer to social and political conditions of Brazil and most particularly of São Paulo, where I was living. But as this was something new that could be done also in other places, then we started doing Latin America, then all over the world. Now there are more than 70 countries in which we know that there are groups doing Theater of the Oppressed. It's not exactly agitation and propaganda like agitprop. It's in some ways the opposite, because the agitation the propaganda, agitprop, is a form of theater, or many forms of theater, that have as a name to say, you have to do this, this is the best way to solve this problem. And what we bring is not the certitude of what to do, but the question. We bring the doubt. The doubt as a seed of knowledge. And then what we do in the forum theater, in Rainbow of Desire, Invisible Theater, Legislative Theater, that we are going to do a demonstration here in Los Angeles, all those forms, they are forms in which we question the audience, because what we want is to help the people develop what they already have. Like if we were talking in terms of philosophy, we are Socratic, we are maieutic. We want to bring out from the people the knowledge that they have without having the knowledge that they have that knowledge.
That is Augusto Boal speaking on Uprising, May 26th, 2005. Hector Aristizabal is a practitioner of the Theater of the Oppressed, a good friend, mentored by Augusto Boal. Hector, let's take it a little bit further. Explain it more for listeners who may not have even heard of the concept, what Augusto was talking about. On stage, what does Theater of the Oppressed look like?
Well, it's so wonderful to hear his voice again and to remember when he came to us in 2005 to the 11th Theater of the Oppressed conference that we had the pleasure to organize. Theater of the Oppressed, as he was saying, goes beyond the traditional theater in which people come to the theater, watch a play, like it or not, and go home. And usually during the play, the protagonist goes through a series of ordeals and the play brings an end to whatever happens. Agitprop did the same using Marxism, usually in South America. Many of us engage in that kind of theater. But as he said, we told people what to do because we thought that we knew. So we had a formula for people. And there are many anecdotes, but the most well-known is when they did a play with his group, the Arena group. They did a play about the peasant movement, the landless movement in Brazil, that ended with the actors as the characters saying, we need to shed our blood for our land. And the peasants were amazed. And he describes this man named Virgilio, toothless, and with tears in his eyes, saying, I cannot believe that you, the people from the city, believe like us that indeed We need to shed our blood for our land. So we want to invite you to come with us and take some land back. So anyway, after a long discussion, what Virgilio told Augusto was, oh, so when you said shed our blood, you mean our blood, not your blood.
Right.
And Augusto said he will never tell anyone to do anything that he was not willing to do himself or to take any risks, which is a Che Guevara saying as well. So he developed many techniques. To synthesize them is what we call forum theater, in which what we do is we go to a community, we develop a play based on the problems as defined by the community, their challenges, their oppressions, etc., and we present the anti-model, the worst-case scenario. And then we tell the people, now we're going to start the play again, but we want to invite you to replace the protagonists or the people who are in danger or in trouble in the play, and you can replace them and try something else. So we're not telling people what to do, but we're leading out, which is the old definition of educare, to lead out. We're inviting people to use their imagination and the stage to find alternatives. So we will see as many alternatives as possible, as described and felt by the audience. So the spectators become spectators.
And the theater becomes a tool. Not just entertainment or just sort of a one-time thing.
Absolutely. It's a laboratory in which we explore alternatives. And no one has the truth. There's no such thing as an expert. And the joker or the person who leads this kind of work invites people to look for more alternatives. It's more than a facilitator, a dificultator, a person who asks questions and who invites that.
Augusto Boal has moved on, but Theater of the Oppressed continues. How widespread is this movement beyond Brazil, even beyond the United States?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly widespread. I have had the opportunity to travel during the last 3-4 years offering trainings. And
keep his work going.
Well, I'm very lucky that I was able to learn from him and other people, other practitioners like David Diamond in Canada, Vancouver, Canada. In India, in your country, there is not a group. It's called Jani Sanskriti. It's a movement. It's hundreds of thousands of people using forum theater in the villages, in places where they have never, ever seen theater before. And now they are using Theater of the Oppressed. So that is influencing all over, not only India, Sri Lanka, in Africa there are many groups. It's over 80 countries now, not 70 countries, as he mentioned. It's sad for us because in July, jokers from all over the world are coming to Rio de Janeiro. We'll be there in July. And we were all planning to see Augusto, and he was planning to see the amazing influence of his work. Well, now we had to come together and celebrate his life and also imagine how we're going to continue the work without his influence. He will influence us as an elder now, as an ancestor. Mm. And so it's very exciting how widespread this work is. And also, we haven't mentioned so far that when he was forced into exile and ended up finally living in Europe, he discovered that the oppressions in Europe were different. So he developed a more internalized kind of techniques that are called the Rainbow of Desire. And
which cops, we heard him mention in the clip we played.
Yes, and cops in the head or the policemen in the head. And these are techniques that are more psychological. As a therapist for many years, I use these techniques as much as I use psychodrama. But there are many people in mental health using these techniques as well. Although Augusto always said, I am a theater person, I am not a psychotherapist. However, I will argue, even as a psychotherapist, that there is nothing more powerful than the imagination and theater and art to work through internalized conflicts. And also, when he returned to Brazil after 85, he developed legislative theater when he was invited by actually Lula's party to run for legislator. I said, I'm not a politician. I do theater. So they said, well, use those techniques to bring the issues out. I said, but I don't want to be elected. Well, he was elected. So he argued with them, and he said, well, if I am going to be a legislator, I'm going to use theater. And they said, okay, go ahead. And that's how he developed legislative theater, which is another step in the work that we do when we invite legislators to see the alternatives presented by people and transform them into legislative language. Mm-hmm. And finally, during the last few years, he has been working with the Ministry of Culture in Brazil, developing the aesthetics of the oppressed, and that's his latest book. The beautiful thing about Boal is that his work came from his praxis. It was not just a theoretical development, but it came from the practice and meeting with so many people and engaging creatively with them.
And he kept sort of adjusting it and reconceptualizing it, if you will. Let's talk about the event that's being organized locally here to commemorate Augusto Boal's legacy. What's happening on Saturday?
Yeah, and actually we're going to do it, a group of all the people that were able to work with Boal over the years. We're going to get together this Saturday at Parque de Mexico in Lincoln Park, which is near Plaza de la Raza. And we'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. And actually, the people, we are opening the invitation to anyone who wants to come and mourn and celebrate Boal's life. But also afterwards, we could go to Plaza de la Raza and see their latest play, directed by B.J. Dodge, who has been working for over 15 years with young people at Plaza de la Raza. And they always create incredible work. And they use a lot of the techniques of Boal as well. Mm. So we invite everybody. If they want more information, they can visit my website at imagineaction.org. And imagine without the E, action. Or they can email Brent Blair, B-B-L-A-I-R, at usc.edu. Brent was a personal friend of Boal as well, and he was instrumental in... Actually, in 2005, when
he was
on
our program too.
Yes, he was also here. So they could also come. Mm-hmm. Go.
And that's on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Lincoln Park.
Yes.
And the website, imagineaction.org. We'll link to all of that information on our website, too, later today if you didn't catch it at kpfk.org/uprising. I want to play another excerpt from the interview we did May 26th, 2005. Again, Augusto Boal talking about the Theater of the Oppressed.
Basically, what is fascinating to me in the theater of the oppressed is the certitude that everyone is an artist. The problem is that we are so much inundated by information that we are not, that we have to specialize in being a worker, in being a teacher, in being this, and we forget that we are human beings that can be all of that. No? And then the theater of the oppressed tries to develop all the potentialities of each human being. No? Now, we are in another process of creating what we call the aesthetics of the oppressed. It's important that everyone understands that whatever one person can do, everyone can do. Not exactly in the same way, perhaps not with the same special quality that another one does, but we can do everything. I remember that we have many groups, popular groups in Brazil. One of them is a group of housemaids. And then I decided that all the groups that work with us, they should write a poem. And then I told them, too, you have to write poems. And one of them, the housemaid, said, no, but we cannot write a poem because we are not poets. And I said, no, you should not think like that. You have to be a poet to write a poem. It's the opposite. It's by doing that you become. So if you write a poem, you become a poet. If you take the clay in your hands and you transform that in a statue, you become a sculpture. Whatever you do makes you the owner, the one who does that. So you have to do. We are what we do, not only what they told us we are.
And that's, again, the voice of Augusto Boal, the late Augusto Boal. He died at the age of 78 this past Saturday, and he was on Uprising May 26, 2005. My guest is Hector Aristizabal, a practitioner of Theater of the Oppressed, a good friend and mentee of Augusto Boal. Hector, what was he'd like as a person? I mean, we hear all of the theory, we hear all of his work, the books, etc. What was he like as a human being?
I'm sure that the people listening to us can hear that in his voice.
Yes.
He was an amazing storyteller and a very playful human being. He was always becoming as his work and as his personality. He was an incredibly energized person, and he was 78. He was traveling even the week before, 2 weeks before
wow.
he died. He
with
never
leukemia.
Stopped. I know. And you will never believe it. And sometimes he got very sick, and we all got very worried. But he was a warrior, but a warrior, or a playful warrior, not the heavy or angry, etc. No, he was always engaged with the imagination, with living philosophy. And that's how you experience him.
Hector Aristizabal, my condolences again.
Thank
you very much for joining us in studio. We'll put information about Saturday evening's event on our website later today. You can also visit imagineaction.org. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Augusto Boal once said, "We are all actors. Being a citizen is not living in society. It is changing it." That's Augusto Boal. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day.